It's Tuesday, and it is Take Control Tuesday. Mansa Moose is on the phone with me from moneysmartlife.org. Mansa, this deductible thing that we have to do with our doctor's visits and our prescriptions always hits you hardest at the beginning of the year. And you have a way for us to get a little cushion with that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as you analyze your cash flow and your income and those kind of things, one of the things that I've noticed is that at the beginning of the year, expenses restart. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the deductibles on your health insurance and that kind of thing. And depending on how much you need the doctor, it may be something that you want to look at. How can you handle that in a better way so it's not so disruptive mm-hmm. at the beginning of the year? And here's how you can do that: by building a deductible and copay cushion account. So the first thing that having this account will do will make you less reluctant to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
There are too many people that don't get the help they need because of copays and deductibles.
Very true.
So if you already have the money, it'll remove part of that objection. If you have a health savings account at your job, use it. If you don't, then what we're about to talk about will be sort of your health savings account. So now what you want to do, you want to put $300 and what we call a current maintenance account. And all that means is you want to set this off to the side somewhere. A lot of banks allow you to have multiple accounts, but grow it to $300 and then always maintain a $300 balance.
Makes sense.
But when you have to make a copay or you have to pay a deductible, you charge that to your well-managed credit card, right, which is a credit card that's paid in full every month. And then when that bill comes, all you do is take the money from the deductible account mm-hmm. and pay the bill. And then you just continue to add to the deductible account till it gets back to $300. Randy, if you save $25 a month, you can have $300 in a year.
Yeah.
If you save $5.75 a week, you can have $300 by the end of the year. And the reason I encourage people to do this, if you just do this now, when 2024 comes around, you'll have your deductible cushion already in place.
Yeah.
And it won't affect you. Now, you can do it now, but I encourage people to do this mainly because it makes you less reluctant to go to your doctor. And you need to get the help that you need: hospital visits, doctor visits, drugs, therapy sessions, and more.
Yeah.
So build a deductible and copay cushion account and enjoy life.
Absolutely. Enjoy life is what it's all about. And I really appreciated that. I need to hear that right now because, ooh, my deductibles, baby.
Right. For the first 3 months, it's that way with me and my wife. My wife takes some drugs that are expensive. And when that first bill comes in, you swallow.
Yeah. Real hard.
And then try to figure out where the money's coming from, or
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Having a deductible account removes all of that.
Well, thank you so much for that, Mansa. And you can get this information at moneysmartlife.org. The archives, takecontroltuesday.com. Appreciate you, Mansa.
Thank you.